Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, you pray just for a little while tonight. I want to preach a message that God has been dealing with me, amen, to preach. And I feel like that we're living in the last days. Amen. Now, somebody said, preach, I've heard that all of my life. Well, that doesn't change it one bit. God's got a certain time that He's coming at the church, and I don't know when that time will be, and neither do you know. Neither the angels in heaven knows, praise God. But Jesus is coming back after the church, amen. And you can see the signs of the coming of our wonderful Lord. And so tonight you pray just for a little while. Tonight as we bring the message that God's laid upon our hearts. In 2 Timothy tonight, amen, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible says this: know also in the last days perilous time shall come for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covenors, boasters, proud, blaspheming, amen, proud, blaspheming, and disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, without natural affection, a true faker, false, accuser, and intent, and find, despise those that are good, treaded, headed, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the paths from such turn away. And I want to preach a little while tonight upon the coming of the Lord. And what time you said is by God's time clock. Amen. Now we're living in a day of perilous time, which is evil time. Brother, I've never in my life seen a day that we're living in. But I remember back when I was a young man coming up. They never locked the church door. Now we gotta have two locks on the door. Brother, to keep the peace out. But hear me. We're living in a danger time. Brother, when it's not safe for a woman to be alone by herself. Amen. And the Bible tells us that this no soul in the last days, perilous time, shall come. Amen. When men will be lovers of their own selves. And brother, we're living in that day. When it seems like fools face more of themselves and they do a fellow man. And the Bible said to love of our neighbor as thyself. But we're living in a time when it seems like the love of God is gone dim among the church people. We don't have the love like we used to have. But brother, I'm glad that God's love hadn't changed a bit. His love is saving it was when He went down to the cross and laid down His life for you and me. But He told us about this time that we live in. Yeah, the Bible said, for men shall be lovers, own self-covenors. Amen. And we're living in a time when folks, amen, are not satisfied with what they've got. Well, they come in other things. But friend, I want you to know the Bible says not to come in. Yeah. Well, we want something. You take a neighbor and get a new car and we can't stand it. We've got to get one too. And we're having it the thing that the world has. But friend, my Bible tells me vultures and proud. Have you ever seen so much boasting going on but less praising? Look, God, when everybody's boasting and watching God, but they don't give God the praise. For let me tell you, it's through the Lord. Read you guys what you've got. Brother, we are to praise His name. What time is it? By God's time clock. A friend, when we're boasting, a friend, let me say this to you. We don't have a thing to boast on. Brother, the Bible tells me the world is filthy right. Our righteousness is filthy right. But glory to God, I can boast on what the Lord has given me down His time. The worst things of the world, but don't matter about that. But I can say thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit that God gives me. Yeah, a vulture crowd. Amen. Now the Bible tells me that the seventh thing that God hates, and one of them is a proud look. Amen. But brother, we're living in a time that God has blessed America. We've been blessed more than we've ever had. Amen. I've got more than my daddy ever thought of. I live in a better house my daddy's ever lived in, even when we were boys coming up. But I want you to know, I don't boast in what I've got. I give God the praise what He's given me. Amen. And folks are boasting, and we've all got more than we've ever have had. Then He said, a blasphemer. Brother, we got folks will blaspheme God, use God's name in vain. Amen. You'll be surprised how many folks that belongs to the church will use God's name in vain. Friend, let me tell you, I don't believe you've been saved. I'm no child, but I don't see how in the world a Christian can stand up and curse and use God's name in vain. I've seen a lot of church members fall from the handle and say things and use God's name in vain. Brother, I want you to know God's not pleased with that. I know what time you said it, but God's time clock and disobedience to perish. Amen. Brother, I want you to know we've got children in these last days as soon to stand up and say, Sir Daddy, and say, Mama, and we've got some children tell Daddy where to get off at. Yeah. But hear me, I believe that a mom and daddy ought to be strict with those children. But brother, I've got four boys, and they better not say, Sir Daddy. But brother, hear me, if I say, my daddy, brother, he'd knock me down. He sure would. And he's got a right to. I believe that we ought to honor mother and father, and that our days will be longer upon this earth. Amen. Yeah. Hey, what time is it? But God's time clock. Amen. I'm holy without natural affection. Amen. Truth breaker. False accuser. Empty and finder. Amen. Despise of those that are good. trade. High-minded. Have you ever seen so many high-minded people? Yeah. They think they own everything. And they look down at the Christian like we're nothing. But the high-minded people's day's coming. After a while. Yes, sir. I may not look much in your eyes, but in the eyes of God, I'm a saved person. I'm on the way to heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah. A treated high-minded. And we've got fools today. Amen. And we've got fools this time. Of those that are good. Amen. And the Bible said treated. Amen. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. And brother, hear me. We got folks today in the church love pleasure of the world more than they do the church. Yes, they do. Yeah. Oh, I don't see how anybody can stay away from the church on the lake. And I know it's soon coming time when folks will get out the boat and they'll head out to the lake. The Bible said they'll be lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. But God's coming back to those that love Him. Hallelujah. Brother, I'd rather have God than have all the pleasure that you can give me. Amen. What time is it for the clock? I believe He's soon coming. Yeah. He's soon coming. I had a person ask me, I said, preacher, what do a Christian do for pleasure? I said, come on over to church and I'll show you the pleasure they'll have. Amen. I'm having more pleasure now than the devil ever has offered me. Wow! A brother, this pleasure all that God will give me. You can go home and lay down and sleep like a baby, knowing that your conscience is clear with God. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. What time is it? For God's time clock. Now, the Bible said in the field, a bird having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. Now, you know what a form of godliness is? When folks deny the power of God. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Brother, I believe the Lord's house is one thing, and that's to worship God. I believe the next thing is to see sinners get on conviction. The next thing is seeing them walk down the aisle and get on their knees and get saved. It's no place to pull the world in. The Bible said to come out among the world and be ye separated. Brother, I do want a form of godliness here in this church, but I want the old time Holy Ghost of God moving up and down the house of the church. Amen. I remember one time when I worked at the Crystal Spring Bleachery in Chickamauga, Georgia. Me and my twin brother just got saved. And we worked in the same department. Amen. There, Camille. And our boss man would always make up. He had, I believe it was 26 employees. And we'd always make up and buy him a Christmas gift. And he says, I'm not able to base one of the gifts. And he thanked us and he appreciated what we got him. Sometimes we'd buy him a watch, sometimes a top coat and a suit of clothes. Hey man, he appreciated that. But one Christmas, he said to us, he called us all around, and he said, I want to do something to show my love back to y'all. Amen. And you know what it was? It was a party over at his church. Yeah. Yeah, I had a party. And invited me and my twin brother, and we hadn't been saved long, and we told him we'd come. But it turned out to be a dance in the church. A form of godliness denying the power thereof. Amen. Now, I want you to know, sinners don't feel the power of God until they get born in the great family of God. Then God will give you a different outlook on the world. Amen. Now, he was a steward in the Methodist church. If there's any Methodist here, I hope you're not that kind of Methodist. If there's any Baptist here, I hope you're not that kind of Baptist. Amen. And we had the party, and they brought out the refreshments, and after a while, they come pushing out a jukebox. And it turned into a book square dance, I guess you'd call it, swapping partners. The men brought the wives. And a lot of them deacons of churches brought their wife and danced too. Huh? And they made fun of me and my twin brother because we didn't get in there and change around and dance. And we back to one side and they called us country boys. Amen. Now, it don't make no difference what folk call me. I'm going to stay with the Lord. Amen. We've got a lot of folks to hunt with anybody. We'll go hunting with them. But I say this, if you're a Christian, you ought to turn down the sins. Thank God that comes your way. Amen. You ought to do that. Amen. Now, we're living in the last day. You can say what you want to. In Timothy, the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, you know what the average congregation wants now is a boy that will never move out of his steps. Tell a few jokes, tell how pretty you look. Brag on you a little bit. Amen. And tell you what a fine person you are. Amen. Now, I want to say this to our church. I appreciate you, and I love you. But according to God's time clock, we better be shaping up. Amen. Amen. I appreciate what makes you look as good as you are. It's the Holy Ghost of God that dwells on the inside. Change the looks of a drunkard. And change the looks of a whoremonger. Change the look of a low-down sinner. The Spirit of God will do it. Amen. Will do it. Amen. Amen. Now, the reason I am what I am is through God. Amen. Now, if I never had known the Lord as my Savior, I couldn't get up here and preach like I'm preaching. Amen. I just wouldn't have the brace and the boldness that I've got. But God said He'd give us a holy boldness, and that's what we need today. And that's boldness in our church. Amen. Now, he's given Timothy a charge. Paul was getting ready to depart. Huh? And I looked at these young preachers here, and we've got some out tonight. And I look at my own boy that's preaching and pastoring. And I thank God for these men that stand with the book. Amen. We've got some of the greatest preachers that you'll find in any church. Amen. I mean that. I mean some men that love this book and live in according to this book, the best of their knowledge and their wisdom. Amen. They're living for the Lord. But the Bible said Amen. To preach the word. Told Timothy, be instant in season, out of season, reprove and rebuke and exhort all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And then, now listen to this verse, and they shall, amen, turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fable. Huh? Now listen to me, and I want you to hear me clearly. We're looking at God's time clock. Now, the average church people that's going to church, they don't want you to get on their sins that they're enjoying. Huh? Listen, we have lowered the standard in our churches till our power is moved out, and then the church and the world don't see nothing in the average church today because we act like they do, we look like they do, and we're no peculiar person. Now Jesus said, thank God His people are peculiar people. Hey, if you live for God, you look peculiar. You cannot dress up and look like the world and be a Christian. Amen. Amen. Now, a form of God that's denying the power thereof, He said, such, turn away from it. Hey, when this church pulls in the world, drag it in, and we compromise with sin, I say, I don't blame any child of God. Get out of it and get away from it. Amen. And here's a preacher will be a moving, I guess, before you move. Amen. You know what? Are you listening to me? These little no harm sins in our church is what's ruined us. Hey, you can begin to think of something. You got a conscience, and your conscience tells you it's wrong. But you can keep on and keep on, and after a while, you'll look a preacher in the face and say, "I'm not condemned. I don't feel like it's wrong." Reason you can say that, your conscience is stirred over. You read the book, and it'll tell you where you're wrong. Amen. Listen. Hey, we're living in the last days, folks, will you believe me or not? Hey, the flood waters. In the days of Noah, the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Lord. When they was eating and drinking, the flood came and taken them all away. Huh? Hey, we got eating places on every corner and between the corners and everywhere. I think there's about 15 from Interstate 75 down Walnut Avenue to the first red light. I'd say about 20 now eating places are built and people standing in lines waiting on getting a hamburger, steak or something. My God, that's the signs of the coming of the Lord. You look at God's time clock and read this book right here, and it'll tell you, brother, we're living in the last days. Hey, and we got folks today thinking more of their own stomach and then they do somebody else's. Get out here, amen. Huh? Amen, that's right. Amen. But thank God, old Paul, as he gave Timothy the charge. And he said, Timothy, I charge you therefore. And brother, he gave a charge to preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. I've had preachers say, well, I preach when I feel it. My God, let me tell you, you'll never feel it. You ought to preach when you're out of season. God will give it to you. You defeat Satan. Amen. It's not every time that I get behind this pulpit that I'm in season. I feel like tonight, way somebody's looking at me, I may be out of season, but I'm going to preach it anyway. Hey. Woo. I wish I had, brother. Amen. My old film boy back there, my video man up here filming you. Amen. Reason I say it because I love you. Amen. Thank God while preaching on separation, if you're living for God, you ought to have a smile on your head, give me a head nod, and say, preacher, you're preaching the truth. Hey, we've lost our power, we've lost our vision, we've lost that sense of winning people to God, and reason we're doing it because we got our eyes on the world. God wants us to be separated, amen, from the world. Amen. The Bible said here in the fourth verse, they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fable. But watch there in all things, amen, endure affliction, do the works of an evangelist, make full proof of his ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I like that, don't you? I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all of them also that loveth his appearance. That's enough to make a Baptist preacher have a run spell. Hey, I wish I could sing. I'd sing, this world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up beyond the blue. Thank God. Amen. I don't want to get adjusted to this world anymore. Amen. Thank God. I don't know about you, but God's given me a heavenly vision. David said, he picked me up out of miry clay, a harvest pit. He set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. David said he didn't only let me stand on the rock, but he put a praise in my mouth. And he put my praises in a new song. Glory to God. I believe when a person gets saved, he'll cut out that devilish singing and he'll start singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Amen. I believe when a person gets saved, he'll cut off that rock and roll stuff and listen to something that's got something in it and a message in it. Thank God. Hey, let me tell you, that's a reason we don't have no power in the church. We've got too many worldly-minded church people needs to get right with God. Amen. Amen. Listen, the time is pointing to the coming of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And old David said, many seen it and praised Him. Hey, only hand that God has, that's your hands, my hands. Only mouth that God can use, that's your mouth praising Him. My mouth, your mouth. But if something else coming out, God cannot use it. God cannot use it. Amen. Brother Willers is coming in back there. Can you hear me? That's your amen back there. Somebody say amen. You know, amen's come down about this far. I don't know whether you're scared to say amen back here or not. But I'd like to get some ameners back here in the back. Yes, amen. I know when I'm in the Spirit and I come back through here and it seems like more I step, it seems like more I'm stepping out of it. Amen. But God just is real right here as He is in the front of this church. Yes, He is. Amen. Listen. Hey, David said, amen, I once was young, but now I'm old. He said, I never saw the righteous forsaken his seed, begging bread. And how true that is. Amen. I've seen these old saints, therefore they make their crossing, and they sang. I heard one of them sing in the rest home, come, O angel band, bear me on thy wings. Thank God. I was up there a few years ago, and it's been a few years ago when I was pastoring Mount Vernon Baptist Church. Me and my wife went to the nursing home. And we stepped there, and we heard a lady crying. And she said, "I want to go home." Another across the hall heard her say that, and she started crying and said, "I want to go home." About that time, I started crying. More than I could take. Them old saints has blazed out the old pathway, and now they're laid up. Not too many folks come around and see them, and they just loan and go home to be with the Lord. You think I'm going to let up? You got a different think. Amen. I know we've let up. A lot of folks have. But we went in this room and she was crying and said, "I want to go home." I said, "Mother, we're going. Maybe it won't be long. We'll be leaving. Going home." My old mother, before she went on, told me about Jesus. And I wondered where I would be if it wasn't for a praying mama. She never has heard me preach a sermon, but I believe she knows it. I believe she does. Brother Cochran, thank God, before she left, she started singing, "I'll meet you in the morning."